From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading Outland Strike, Book 2 in the Blade series by David Robbins. Now, let's begin with the prologue. Dear God, he was going to crash. The pilot experienced the chilling realization as he watched the bluish-black smoke pour from the sputtering turboshaft engine. He knew the engine would die at any second, and the prospect of his helicopter falling to the ground among them caused a prickly sensation to erupt all over his skin. "What's happening, sir?" asked a familiar voice behind him, a voice strained by obvious tension. The pilot glanced over his right shoulder. Herzog, the young crewman, was framed in the cockpit doorway. His angular features were pale, a stark contrast to his blue uniform.
"Sounds like the bearings are shot all to hell," he commented.
The pilot nodded grimly. Herzog might be young, but he was the best damn copter man in the California Air Force.
"This old warhorse has taken its last flight."
As if punctuating the pilot's remark, the stallion suddenly lurched to the right, the turboshaft engine coughing.
"Damn!"
the pilot fumed, struggling to maintain control. Herzog clutched the doorframe for support, his knuckles white.
"We're going down, aren't we?"
"Yes," the pilot confirmed.
"Down there?"
Herzog queried, emphasizing the last word with a touch of horror in his tone.
"Afraid so," the pilot stated. "Any chance of missing the city?"
Herzog questioned hopefully.
"Doesn't look that way,"
the pilot replied forlornly.
"I won't let those things get me, Major," Herzog declared. "I won't!"
"They won't get us, son," the Major assured his crewman. "If I can ditch the stallion without sustaining too much damage, we can cut out and head for the river. There's a lot of trees along the bank. We should be able to lose them there."
"I hope so," Herzog said.
"You better strap yourself in," the Major directed. "This might be bumpy."
"You want me to bag a few before we hit?"
Herzog asked.
"They might hold back and give us the time we need to reach cover."
The Major reflected for a moment. A pair of 50-caliber machine guns were mounted on the stallion. Just one would be sufficient to deter those creatures below, but the risk entailed was too great.
"No," he responded. "You might hit some of the humans."
Herzog frowned.
"I'm way out of line saying this, but I think you're making a big mistake."
"We can't endanger innocent lives," the Major noted.
"How do we know they're innocent?" Herzog countered.
"You saw those pikes," the Major reminded the airman.
"What a way to end a mission."
"At least I got off a coded message to General Gallagher," the Major said. "They'll know where to find us."
"Our bodies," Herzog commented, then departed.
The Major surveyed the landscape below, his keen brown eyes, seeking a suitable landing site. He could feel perspiration on his forehead and soaking his brown hair under his helmet. If he could only set the big chopper down before the turboshaft cracked out on him, all he needed was a little time. But there wasn't any to spare. The engine abruptly belched a cloud of grimy smoke, shuddered, and died.
"Son of a bitch!"
the Major snapped angrily. With a whining groan, the stallion plummeted rapidly. The Major reached over and flicked a silver toggle switch on the instrument panel, activating the radio.
"Little Red Riding Hood to the Big Bad Wolf,"
he announced, hoping his call was being monitored in Rika.
"Little Red Riding Hood to Big Bad Wolf. Condition red. Repeat, condition red. The goose is crippled. Probable impact at Mother Hubbard's. Repeat, Mother Hubbard's. Goldilocks is in. The Pied Piper was correct. End of transmission."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?